Idaho's annual legislative session starts next week, but some lawmakers start work today. Each year, just before the session, a group of lawmakers meets to try to get an idea of what Idaho's economy will be like in the coming year. They use what they hear to inform their budgeting decisions. Of course, what the state's economy will do in the future is something that's important to most everyone in Idaho, not just lawmakers. So Adam Cotterell brings us a preview of what legislators will hear.
Today and tomorrow, members of the descriptively named Economic Outlook and Revenue Assessment Committee will hear presentations from more than 20 people. One of the people they're likely to pay the most attention to is Alex LeBeau, president of the Idaho Association of Commerce and Industry. His group lobbies for more than 300 Idaho businesses from a variety of industries. Here's how LeBeau sees the state's economic outlook.
It looks good.
Really good, in fact, LeBeau says. He says growth is strong but sustainable. Unemployment continues to fall.
We've seen some healthcare prices stabilize. We've seen some rebound in chip demand from Micron Technology. We've seen a lot of the commodity prices stay reasonably okay for a lot of the agriculture consumption, and we're getting a lot of investment out there that I think is a very positive, bright spot.
LeBeau thinks Idaho's economic outlook is so good, lawmakers this session can afford to boost education and road funding while at the same time cutting taxes. Lawmakers will get differing perspectives from heads of state agencies and economists, and business leaders will focus on how things look in their industries. Leanne Hume from the company Cushman & Wakefield will talk about commercial real estate.
The commercial market is very healthy. We all experienced a very busy 2014, and we don't see it lifting in 2015. I'm very optimistic about our economy.
Hume says investors from Asia are buying commercial real estate in California. Then the Californians who are selling it are buying commercial real estate in Idaho. She thinks if there's not a big jump in interest rates, things should continue to be good. Prospects are more mixed in the beef industry. Janie Davis from AgriBeef Co. will tell lawmakers about that.
Cattle prices are at an all-time high. Well, it's certainly good for the producers. I think it makes it a little more difficult for processors and feeders.
Davis says 2014 was very profitable for people raising and selling cattle in Idaho. She doesn't expect 2015 to be quite as good. Overall, Don Hawley says, optimism about Idaho's economy is justified. Hawley teaches economics at Boise State University. He'll talk to lawmakers along with economists from other Idaho colleges. But Hawley says the economic outlook is not all rosy.
It looks good in terms of how fast it will grow. It doesn't look good in the sense that we're still not back to where we were before the recession hit. Even though the unemployment rate is falling, it's not down to where it should be. It's not down where it could be.
Hawley says Idaho's economic prospects will mean a substantial increase in revenue for the state. But unlike Alex LeBeau, Hawley isn't convinced that this is a good time to cut taxes.
There are a lot of things that we ought to be spending on that we haven't been. Education, prisons, health and welfare, whatever it should be. What is the state supposed to be doing right now?
Hawley suggests that pay increases for teachers and state employees might be a good use of this year's expected increased revenues. He says those groups have disproportionately borne the brunt of the recession and are long overdue for meaningful raises. Tax cuts versus increased spending is likely to be one of the big debates in this year's legislative session. Reporting from Boise, Idaho, I'm Adam Cotterell.